Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. We have a brand new episode for you this week. Hey Carlene.
Hi Jill, and happy holidays. I think I can still say that, right?
I think so, yeah. So, you know, we are like all of you, we're trying to take a little time off. So we have recorded this in advance of the holidays, but we hope that you're, you know, sipping some eggnog right now and, you know, probably have finished up multiple types of family dinners, turkey dinners, ham dinners, tofurkey, whatever. And
yes.
So sort of in that vein, that sort of inspired our episode today, right?
That's right. This is the Damn Good Leftovers edition. So we're going to be chatting about, you know, all of the damn good products that we didn't get a chance to talk about in the episodes in 2021. And I do want to just say, even though I won't have had literally had my turkey dinner yet, I want to do a PSA because for Thanksgiving, we ordered the Whole Foods prepared meal, the turkey meal, like for 8 people. And it was hashtag damn good. It's the first year I ever did that. And a lot of people had recommended it to me. And everything tasted homemade. Like I literally had it and I was like, I don't know if I'll ever cook a turkey again. It was so damn good. PSA, guys, if there's a Whole Foods in your town, you know, save yourself yeah. a little stress and a little hassle and enjoy the stuffing. I ordered extras. Oh,
so yeah. Good. So good. So good. But it's mm-hmm. not like your mom's stuffing. It's different. It's not the same. It's like it's
I'm
missing
telling
the love.
You.
But the magic ingredient is the love and like having your mom's mashed potatoes, having your brother's like turnips. Like that is what it's all about.
Oh,
your apple pie. Like, I don't know. There's certain things
yeah.
that I just think have to be homemade from the kitchen that you know. You
In
love.
A pinch, this is second no. best. I will tell you that. And I know. You know, my husband, he loves the leftovers on a sandwich. Like he puts everything, you know, he just makes it all into a sandwich. But I enjoy the exact dinner the same way as the leftovers. Like I put
okay.
everything on the, I like it. Like I just duplicate it and do it again. And I
yeah.
love it even more.
Amazing.
All the flavors have gelled. It's so good.
Well, you know, before we dive into like our products that we haven't necessarily talked about, and a lot of these things, these are products we've tried over the year, right? But sometimes for length, we can't get them into the episode. So we're mm-hmm. presenting them to you here today. But just before we get into that, Carlene, I want to talk to you about just a little industry news that is, you know, sort of rounding out the year. And I'm not
yeah.
sure if you're kind of like up to speed on all of these, but there's some pretty big mergers happening. And I like to share those with our audience because I think a lot of people do care a lot when like their favorite indie brands sort of get scooped up.
Mm-hmm.
And so a big one that people may not know about is Pharmacy Beauty was actually acquired by P&G.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, pharmacy, like the farm to table skincare. Everybody loves their cleansing balm. So that's a pretty huge deal that P&G is like going more all in with like a quote unquote clean brand and also a brand that's at Sephora. Mm-hmm. I think that that is a big shift for them. And also they just came out with CoverGirl skincare, by the way, which I haven't tested yet, but I hope to test in January. And then another big thing that kind of was really interesting to me in the mergers and acquisitions realm is that Milk Makeup and Obagi were scooped up by this new beauty, not startup, but basically like a new beauty conglomerate that was founded by a former L'Oreal executive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like valued at like $1 billion or something crazy. So it's not just like the L'Oreals and the Estee Lauders of the world throwing around that kind of money. It's like these new players. And obviously Milk Makeup is so huge, right? So I'll be curious
who's
to see
the
how
new
that
player.
It's like a former executive of L'Oreal. And I want to call it Waystar because that's the name of the company in Succession, but that's not the name of it. But it's something like that. Like it's a big company. And then Sol de Janeiro was also scooped up.
Really?
Yeah.
By who?
So
that I feel like that might have been Estee Lauder. It was it?
No. L'Occitane.
Oh, L'Occitane. Interesting. I feel like they had a lot of losses or something and they had to do a big turnaround, but I could be wrong.
Apparently it values the company at $450 million, so almost $500 million. So they bought the majority stake. And that's interesting because L'Occitane sort of went down the direction of almost like an MLM or direct selling.
That's
so
what
I don't
mean,
know what,
yeah.
I don't know what that means for our precious Boom Boom cream. Like,
right.
If they try to change it, I'm going to come for somebody. So don't do that, please. But anyway, those are all, I feel like at the end of the year, there's always these things getting kind of pushed over the finish line. So that's some news for you.
I love it. Thank you for that. Because little known fact, I actually just got back from the Bahamas. I did a last minute trip down south and I was pretty good about not being on my phone. That was because there was no internet. But yeah, stayed at a beautiful villa, turquoise waters, and I definitely was not up to date. So I feel like I got, you know, I just got the best little recap, beauty recap.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Jill.
You know it.
Let's do our episode for today. I don't know how many of you are shopping. If there's sales out there to be had, we're talking about the damn good leftovers, the stuff that was so good, but we just didn't have time to cover it. We didn't get the samples on time. You know, we try everything firsthand here at Breaking Beauty. We're here for you. So let's get into it. Here are the damn good leftovers that should not be left behind in 2021. All right, Jill, I know you've got something really buzzy to talk about. Yes, we might be about a month too late after the launch, but that's okay. I mean, come on. Like, we still want to know everything to know about Harry Styles and his line pleasing. So you've tried it. What do you think, Jill?
First of all, it's just so inclusive, which I love. And it's very affordable, which it's also fantastic. And by the way, do you know that this brand pleasing on Instagram, it already has over 1 million followers. Like, it just launched. It just dropped. Like, that is just his influence, right? He is so, his fans are so diehard.
Well, we all know what happened with the sweater, right? I mean, that was a meme, right? That rainbow sweater that everybody, like, there were knitting kits and people were making their own. It was bonkers.
Yeah. He says that he started pleasing to collaborate with people who inspire me and to explore ideas that go beyond music. And he says, I hope you love it as much as I do. It's for you. It's just the beginning. So his first drop was mid-November. He dropped 4 nail polishes. I'm holding them up here, Carlene. You can see they're they look like chess pieces almost.
I was just going to say that look like chess pieces, like the queen, you know, the
Gambit.
The queen with the circular spherical top. And then it looks like she's wearing a little dress. That's what the nail polishes look like. Very sweet.
They're so cute. Mm-hmm. So those are very adorable. He also launched the Pearlescent Illuminating Serum. So it's for all skin types. So my favorite from the range is called the Pleasing Pen. It's a refreshing eye gel and matte lip oil. It's dual-ended and this retails for $30. So you can see here it does look like a pen, almost like the old school Revlon ColorStay. Like that's the exact shape and size, except it's made of glass. And one end is a roller ball that's meant for your lips. Mm-hmm. And the other end is a roller ball that's meant for under the eye area. So it's very like portable. You can put it on the go. My favorite is the lip oil. And you might be saying, oh, those look like I would get them confused because they're both clear and they're both rollerball applicators.
Good point.
But
I would.
The actual
especially
because
I can't see close up.
One of them has a shape, a pair of lips on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And the other one has an eye. So it's actually a lot easier to distinguish than
less.
You would.
That's been a running theme in our show all year is that we can't see labels close up. It's trust me, it's really hard to record a podcast and review products when you can't read the tiny little label on the bottom. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I think he really thought about accessibility there. So, Carlene, I have to say that the matte lip oil is really different and interesting. I think going into winter, it's obviously such a time where your lips are just so dry. And I really do appreciate that this isn't like a goopy, jelly, sticky situation going on. It really melts into your lips. It's very hydrating, but it is matte. Like, I don't know if you can see.
So it doesn't give you a shiny effect.
There's no shine effect. Like a matte lip oil is almost like an oxymoron, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that it,
it's just like a dry oil.
Yeah, it's almost like a dry oil for your
dry
lips.
Oil and for your lips, yeah.
I love how it feels.
I like that. Write that down.
It definitely has a not moisturizing, but it feels really comforting on the lips. Mm-hmm. And I did put this on like before bed a couple of nights and I found that it really did help like lock in like the moisture. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really cool package and kind of a throwback in a way to my childhood obsession with like the Kiss rollerballs. Do you remember
those? Oh, of course I do. Yeah.
So it's the same kind of applicator idea.
Cute.
Anyway, it's already selling out like hotcakes.
All right. Well, the next one I want to talk about is another indie brand, not a celebrity line, but I think definitely our listeners will be interested in Cali Ray. So Cali Ray is by, of course, Wendy Zomner, who is the original founder of Urban Decay or one of the co-founders. And she's partnered with her friend, Jenna Dover, who was sort of like a consultant to luxury brands in her past life. And so they're both Cali girls, you know, they moved there. They fell in love with the culture and the energy, surfs up, you know, babes, sisterhood in the surf. That's who they are. And so, Jill, I don't know, did you go to the online launch of Cali Ray?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, they sort of had like this house, the Cali Ray house, I forget what it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's beautiful and it feels very surfs up. And I like that they added a bit of a dimension like that, as opposed to just sitting there in front of a camera. There was like an energy to it. But what I will say about Cali Ray so far is it is marketing on steroids. Like this whole line is just, it really... You're getting hit over the head with a surfboard, okay? Yeah. And that's what that launch was like. And this is the way they talk. You know, what is Cali Ray in five words? It's beauty on a wellness bender. Mm-hmm. You know, sustainability done fun. Just the way they talk, you know, Cali Ray is their love letter to California. And it's fun and I get it. But I think what people will really want to know is the performance of these products. Urban Decay, of course, it was the same thing, right? It was a lot of marketing. That was the kind of fun about it. It was like punk and edgy and, you know, cool. So really, this is Wendy taking Urban Decay and making it clean. That's how I see it. She did. Those are not her words. Those are mine. So she says that this is clean beauty that really works. That's the point of difference. And it's about sexy sustainability. So this line is 2.5 years in the making. And they launched just with a tubing mascara. It's called Come Hell or High Water. It's $24. US, there's a travel size you can get. I love this trend of travel size mascaras. You can try it before you really invest. That one's $13. And there are eyeliners, which of course I just think about the Urban Decay 24/7. And this has the same premise. It's all about long wear. You're meant to be able to wear it surfing and then go out after and smash back some tacos and some cervezas, and it's still there. Now, what she said that I thought was kind of interesting is that the prices, they're making them accessible, even though it's more expensive to formulate quote unquote clean. So in other words, there's a long list of things that they don't include, cruelty-free, all of that, and in sustainable packaging. It's funny because, as I mentioned earlier, I was in the Bahamas. I didn't have a long time to prep for this episode. I was like, that's okay. It's the leftovers. But last night, I was like, oh, I didn't actually give myself enough time to wear these and test the long wear claim, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you wore the mascara in Bahamas.
Oh, wouldn't that have been great? Wouldn't that have been great if I had the foresight to do that? But I literally got a last minute invitation and had to drop everything and get my COVID test and all that
leave within three days.
I know. I'm just saying I didn't. But trust me, last night I was like, oh, wouldn't this have been great if I wore this in the ocean where we saw a shark? That's another story. But what I did to test the product, Jill, is I wore them to bed. And I did a sleep test instead. I don't recommend doing your own sleep test, but I did the sleep test so you don't have to. And what I will say is that the eyeliners did smudge, even though the Easy Glider Surf Proof Eye Definer, you know, says that you can surf in it. It didn't stay on. It smudged. But I had better results with the Cali Ray Come Hell or High Water Clean mascara. It says on it, clean mascara. That's not really necessary. But here it is, Jill. So it's in this really pretty turquoise and pink packaging. It kind of reminds me of Pacifica, which we talked about earlier this year. This is meant to be a zero smudge volumizing curling mascara. And it's also meant to be tubing. So I'll tell you what I found with the results. I didn't find that it smudged. I actually put it on one eye and not the other. I did a little bit of testing that way. I didn't find that it smudged, even though I was sleeping and snoring away all night long. It came off this morning with a makeup eraser. So I thought that was great. Tubing mascaras, usually I just twiddle my fingers and they kind of slide off. This one didn't do that. It's a bit of a drier formula. But I really liked the length that I got. I'm wearing it right now. I got beautiful length. I got some thickness.
You reapplied.
I reapplied. Sorry, I reapplied this morning. And I got lift. And I do think this is a really good mascara. I think people are going to be really into it. I do think if you are one of those people who try to avoid a lot of ingredients for whatever reason, that's your choice, then there aren't a lot of long wear mascaras. So, you know, I think this is a good option if you only shop the clean shelves. It really reminded me of another popular tubing mascara, which shall not be named, that's by another indie brand. And Jill told me that that brand did a bad thing, so I'm not going to talk about it. But this one reminded me of that one. If you know, you know, this is a good alternative. This episode is brought to you in part by Fleur and Bee. Hi, guys. Have you heard of our friends at Fleur and Bee? Their line of 100% vegan and cruelty-free skincare products are packed with nourishing, highly effective botanicals at about half the price of other skincare brands in the green beauty aisle. There's no parabens or artificial fragrances in any of their products, if that's something you look for on a label. And Fleur and Bee is committed to clean manufacturing, meaning everything is made using renewable wind energy and recyclable packaging. We bow down to the goddess that is our planet. So yes, Fleur and Bee, representing a responsible cosmetics industry. What's really cool is that they're giving back to humans too. 1% of every sale goes to Days for Girls, which provides menstrual care and education to girls in need. So you're getting ethically made premium skincare at an affordable price. Everything is under $30. So if you're tightening your purse strings in the new year and you need to re-up on a good eye cream with plenty of glycerin, aloe, niacinamide, caffeine, their Eyes Baby Eye Cream is a must try. It's fluffy and I have a feeling you'll like it. To check out their product line, just head to fleurandbee.com. That's FLEURANDBEE.com. To sweeten the deal, you can use code BREAKING and get 15% off. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. Just head to fleurandbee.com FLEURANDBEE.com to place your order now.
Hey friends, my name's Olivia Perez and I'm an entrepreneur, journalist, and the host of the Friend of a Friend podcast. Every Monday, I meet with some of today's youngest and brightest entrepreneurs to make space to tell their stories and shine a light on who I believe to be the next generation of luminaries. I'll interview up-and-comers and game changers, from brand builders to personalities, activists, artists, and thought leaders from around the world. Each episode lets you be a fly on the wall during one of the greatest pep talks, like a conversation between you and a friend or a friend of a friend. See you there.
So, Jill, I want to hear about your next product, which you told me was an absolute viral sensation. And I know there are many, there have been many this year, but why was this one worth coming back to?
Okay, so this is the e.l.f. Camo CC Cream. It's $14. There's 20 different shades. So not 40, but there's 20. And this is a full coverage, natural finish, SPF 30 CC cream that absolutely went bonkers viral on TikTok. It was sold out forever. Like, it launched in April of 2021 and I wasn't able to get my hands on it until June of this year. Like, that's how much it was in short supply. And wow. I know we have said in many episodes over these past few years we've been doing the show, we're always kind of looking for that holy grail dupe for the IT Cosmetics CC cream, which is like $50. This one is it, you guys. This is it. Right down to the packaging, it's in a pump tube, very similar to the IT Cosmetics CC cream. And the amount of coverage and just instant, how your skin just instantly looks flawless is it basically is just as good as the CC cream from IT Cosmetics. Like, I saw people on TikTok covering up bruises with this formula and not heavy caked on, just like grab a beauty blender that's damp, use this product, cover it up. Like, the color correction aspect of this CC cream is definitely there. Maybe the shade expansion would be the only thing that they need to improve upon,
right.
But
absolutely.
Winner, 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 you know?
Yeah. I mean, it probably doesn't have the snail secretion that's in the CC cream. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that. That's all about healing, right? So that's supposed to be the magical ingredient that you'd see in like facials abroad and that kind of thing. I think that was her whole thing, is that she had rosacea. So it was really like healing the skin as it covered. But, you know, if we're just out there for that straight finish, then that sounds like a great option.
Yeah, so. And it does definitely have some skincare benefits to it. But yeah, I don't believe it has snail mucin. So I'm actually fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet our vegan listeners will be fine with that as well.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if anybody's checked out the e.l.f. Cosmetics TikTok, but it is the most chaotic place on the internet. Like, they do that thing where the product, you know, where you can put like lips and eyes on things.
Oh,
and
yes,
it talks. Like, they basically animate all of their products like that. And it is complete chaos. I'm like, if I was a stoner, this would be the only place I would visit on TikTok. And
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you have nothing to do on New Year's Eve, you do now.
You heard it here first.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you guys about a product that has been on my radar for a long time, but it took me a long time to get to testing it. And this is actually a kit. It's called In Common Crystal Cashmere At Home Set. It's $50 US, $72 Canadian. And it is a two-part set. I'm holding them here, Jill.
So these are hair products, everybody.
Yes. And the two-part set comes with the Cashmere Fusion and Crystal Serum. And if you're not familiar with the brand In Common, I don't blame you. It's not over-the-top popular. It was founded by two celebrity hairstylists, Rihanna Capri and Nikki Lee, after they opened 901 Salon. And my hairdresser introduced me to these products. And I believe In Common was basically like a professional brand. And so because of COVID and all of the closures and everything, they started these kits for at-home use because you could get the professional treatment in the salon. My hair colorist used it on me, Stacey Staley. And I should have got the name of her salon. She now works out of San Diego as well as Toronto. She goes back and forth. And so she introduced me to this line. She uses it on me whenever she colors my hair because I'm naturally a brunette. My hair goes through a lot of processing and it gets really dry. So she uses it whenever she colors and it's always so soft and so shiny and it lasts for days and I love it. She's also a fan of Olaplex and she loves Virtue, has a keratin system that she's a big fan of, but she loves the In Common. So when the at-home kit came out, she was like, you have to try it. So I finally got around to trying it and I want to tell you about the result.
Can I ask you, yes, what was the barrier to trying it? Did it seem overwhelming?
You know, that's a great question. And the answer is yes. There was another treatment I was going to try earlier. I just find this world of keratin treatments, first of all, very confusing. Like which ones have formaldehyde, which ones don't, like which one's going to burn my hair.
Oh, I don't think any of them at home have formaldehyde. They
There could be alternatives that I don't really know that they're that much safer. Like there was one that I was going to try. The name is escaping me now. And it was that one where you wash it in and then you have to use like a hot iron or something to make it to like activate it. And I was just like, and there's a smell. They're like, be aware that there's a smell, but it's fine. And I was like, you know what? This is too much for me. Okay. So, it was a very long process, right? Because I think you got to lock it in with the heat and then you got to wash it again or something like that. So I was worried that this was going to be one of those situations and it's not. The lazy slash busy gal in your ear right now is here to say that this is a really easy treatment to do. You use a regular shampoo first, just to wash your hair. Then you use the Cashmere Fusion restorative treatment like a conditioner. You leave it in, you use about a tablespoon in, you leave it in for 5 minutes. You sort of comb it through. Then you rinse it. So far that's like a conditioner, right? Just you that you've left in for 5 minutes. Then you gently towel dry it. And like I just leave the shower running. And then I did the same amount of the crystal serum afterwards. So it's almost like you're double conditioning it. If I really, you know, just to simplify it for you, you use this other crystal serum, which you rub in your hands. And one thing that's really interesting about it, it gets warm, noticeably warm in your hands.
That's like the L'Oreal Wonder Water, right?
Okay. Yes, that's right. Interesting. I wonder if there's some similar ingredients, like active ingredients in here. So same thing. You comb it through, you let it process for 5 minutes, and then you rinse it. You can use this Magic Mist detangling spray after, which apparently people love. Like I know it won some Refinery 29 award, and like also my hair colorist was raving about it. I forgot to use it. Sorry, guys. But what I will tell you from my own experience is even after I used that first sort of conditioner, if you will, the restorative treatment, right away, my hair was like, all the tangles were just, I don't know, like my fingers could run through it, which never happens in the shower. So right away, I was like, oh, this is different. And then the other thing I noticed, which I was really surprised by, is that my hair dried faster. You know how there's like that window, that sweet spot when you want to blow dry your hair, like you don't want to blow dry it when it's soaking wet.
Yeah.
Sopping wet is too much work. It'll take you double the time, but you don't want it to dry too much or you won't be able to kind of get that straighter effect.
Style. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just noticed that it was drying faster. I was like, oh my God, I got to hurry up and get my blow dryer. And funny enough, when I went to, I was like, this can't be one of the real qualities to it. But when I went to the website, there was one of those like real life verbatims, who knows if it's really real, but still like a review. And the person said, my dry time even decreased. So I think it's real. Like it's crazy. I don't know why that happens. So what I noticed at the end of it all is that my hair was definitely way softer. I didn't notice that like really radical shine that I got with the K18, but I did notice my hair was way softer. I could run my hands through it. For somebody who has like bleachy hair, a lot of blonde, you know how rare that is. I do want to try it again with the Magic Mist. And the other thing that you can do is you can leave it on longer. They actually have three sets of instructions, whether you have mild damage, moderate, or extremely damaged hair. I just did the mild one. So I think I would get even more results when I try it again. I do think it's worth investing in. The price is not bad. My hairstylist said that within the hairstylist community, everybody is like really in love with this In Common system.
Yeah, that's
great. It's not as well known to us because it kind of like Olaplex, it started out professional. Yes. They just haven't gone fully retail, direct to consumer. But within the community, it's like everybody loves the In Common.
I did want to give people a little scoop on another celebrity brand that I ended up finally trying. I teased it in an earlier episode in the summer, but I didn't get my hands on it until a little bit later. So I got to try the Jennifer Aniston hair care line, Lola V. And the product that I tried is the Lola V Glossing Detangler. It's $25 in the US. Unfortunately, it's not available in Canada just yet. It's direct to consumer. I assume she'll be working away and to try to expand. She also just launched another product under the Lola V umbrella, which is more of a leave-in treatment. But this is a product that, to be honest, I received it in the summer and I was absolutely obsessed with it. And then when I moved to my new apartment, I actually forgot it at my old place and I like miss it, you know? So that's when you know you have a good product.
Yeah.
So it really is like a thermal heat protectant spray. They say you can apply it on dry hair and wet hair. Personally, I think it's only for wet hair, just based on the mist and because it's in a spray pump. And the way that the spray comes out, it's just like a little too much product for dry hair, in my opinion, for my hair type. If you have curly hair, you would probably disagree with that. You might be fine with it. And I also think that it's more of almost like a spray cream, Carlene, than a mist. So that texture also is something that I would only ever put on wet hair for myself personally. And but, it's a vegan formula. It's got what she calls vegetable ceramides and she's got lemon extract in there. And they're kind of saying that there's also chia seed in there, which they say is their bond technology. I just think that's all marketing. Like you can't do bond repair like a K18 or an Olaplex in a detangling spray. I'm sorry, you just can't. But I will say the results that I found was, I guess also because I was using it more in the summer where I was in a pool, I was in the ocean, my hair was kind of, it was a little drier. I just really loved how soft my hair was and it smelled absolutely amazing. And frankly, I can be a little bit lazy when it comes to thermal heat protectants, but this one I did find myself reaching for and I really liked the result and it didn't weigh my hair down at all. And I, the other thing that I was going to say that's kind of funny about this, like I think it kind of caught everybody by surprise, Carlene, a little bit that she came out with Glossing Detangler out of the gate. Like it's kind of a funny product to launch with a hair care line, right?
Yeah,
not a shampoo or conditioner.
Yeah, that's true.
I sort of have like conspiracies about that. I'm like, were they working on a shampoo and conditioner? And it wasn't great because she came out with this first. I'm very curious to see what's going to come next. And all of that being said, Drunk Elephant has a product, a glossing spray and Marula product. I believe it's Marula, right?
I'm not sure, but I know it's with Chris McMillan.
Yeah.
We know features into this line.
Yeah. I mean, unofficially, I would say that Chris McMillan was working with Jennifer Aniston behind the scenes. Like he styled her hair for all the campaign shots and everything. He's been her lifelong hairdresser. It's just like you trust your hairdresser to, when
she
recommends.
What does Jennifer Aniston really know about hair?
But
hair products,
she did spend all that time and she was a investor in Living Proof, right? So that also got me thinking like maybe she had a non-compete with Living Proof that she couldn't come out with shampoo and conditioner first. So anyway, she seems to be going down this styling route first. And Lola V, fun fact, I did not know this, but Lola is a nickname that Jennifer Aniston was given years ago when she first moved to California. And she's like, I love that song, Whatever Lola Wants. And then V means life. So that's why it kind of is called that and not Jennifer Aniston hair care. So
you were saying she had a perfume or something that was Lola V back in the day, or she tried to launch a perfume or something?
She did. She had a perfume that she launched eventually called Jennifer Aniston. And but originally the name for the perfume, which was trademarked to her, was Lola V. But there was some kind of legal issue where somebody else in like Europe also had that name trademark for perfume specifically. So she had to change it to Jennifer Aniston. But clearly she was stuck on the name and she went back to it for this venture.
Right.
Yeah. So I think also the price point's not too bad. Like she could launch a hair care product that's more in that Orbe price point, you know?
Yeah,
and people would buy it. $25 is not too bad.
Yeah. I wonder if the formulas smell like her Lola V Jennifer Aniston perfume.
Not
just adding another layer there.
Not that I can recall, but it does smell good. It does smell good.
Okay.
And I definitely want to get back into using it again, especially as I go into, you know, more of these drier winter months when I get some flyaways. That is probably use it on dry hair. So that's my review of Lola V.
So we're going to switch gears here. It is sort of a celebrity line, I guess, that we're going to talk about, Cora Organics, but it's certainly not new. I mean, Miranda Kerr, of course, the founder and the face behind the brand, has been around for a long time now. We've had her on our show. You can go back and have a listen in case you missed it. So one product that came out actually not that long ago, I feel like I can't remember when it was now. It's the Cora Organics Berry Bright Vitamin C Eye Cream. $54 US, 68 Canadian. It's relatively new at Sephora, I would say. So I'm holding it here, Jill. This is an eye cream with a 5.5% active vitamin C blend to target signs of aging for visibly firmer, brighter skin. That's the official description. So it's meant to target fine lines, wrinkles, dryness, loss of firmness, elasticity, dark circles, basically the whole gamut. It's pink. It's got this sort of crystal cap on the top. So it's very like frou-frou. When you open it, it's refillable. So we've seen a lot of this packaging now kind of coming into the mainstream. Charlotte Tilbury has gone this direction, Tata Harper. We've seen them in a lot of face creams in a jar, and now we're seeing it in an eye cream in a jar, just smaller versions. So they're better for the environment. We like that. This, you know, it's a vitamin C eye cream. So clearly brightening is number one here. I tried it this morning. I'll be honest, I've not been using it for 4 weeks, so I can't tell you if it's truly going to brighten under your eyes. What I can tell you is I like the texture. You know, I woke up with puffy eyes. It's got a beautiful kind of bouncy texture. And I feel like I'm self-detecting this, that it feels like it has a little bit of that tensing going on. And because my eyes were kind of irritated today, I just found it comforting. It's like that cloud texture. Remember, it was really popular when, you know, it was like in Korean kind of innovation. So I really like that. But, you know, it's interesting speaking to this longer term, like, is it really going to, you know, brighten like pigment, or when you have those dark circles under your eyes that we know is genetic and so hard to treat? So I was Googling around a bit and I stumbled upon a website called What's in My Jar. Have you heard of this website, Jill?
I think so.
I had not. It was not on my radar. And when you go to this website, it's kind of like a nameless, faceless website where you go in. It's a bit like EWG, just in the sense where it's like they're listing the key ingredients. It looks kind of encyclopedic, or like Paula's Choice or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it tells you like, what does the product description say? And, you know, what is the irritancy level? What, you know, what's the skin benefit? It's breaking down all of these ingredients. And it basically tells you like the effectiveness of that ingredient, the concentration, and the irritancy level. And then it sums it all up. So it was just kind of funny because when it summed up this one, and again, I'm not endorsing this website necessarily because I just discovered it, but it says that the potential irritants is high. That's how they've sort of coded it. And so they kind of summed up the whole, their review of this product without trying it, which of course is what we do and sort of speak anecdotally. Mm-hmm. And they've said, WIMJ summary, effective ingredients missing or their concentration is too low.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, right? So then I wanted to know more about this website. So I went to the About Us. And they do list the team. So they've got a co-founder, Maria Semikoz, her name is. She did the algorithm design. They have somebody else who's the co-founder who's like responsible for the technology. He says, skincare industry is full of BS. I'm on a mission to help people cut through it. Feeling good about our skin is important to both men and women, and good affordable skincare is out there. It's just buried under tons of junk products. I'll use all the machine learning it takes to help people find stuff that works. So I was like, interesting. So obviously they're like working, this is all about algorithm, right? Mm-hmm. There's a science communicator. And then the last person is Dr. Sandy Stitnicki, which we know Dr. Stitnicki. She's based right here in Toronto. She's a dermatologist who we've interviewed many times. I know both of us have for magazine stories. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a book called Beyond Soap, which was a while ago now. So it's an interesting team. And yeah, I just discovered the site and it's worth poking around, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's kind of random.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't expect Miranda Kerr's eye cream to like make me, you know, to be as like good as eye filler, you know? Their review of that wouldn't deter me from wanting to use it because I would be going to her for such different things almost. The comfort, the texture, you know, the clean, quote unquote, clean ingredients.
Yeah, no, totally. And I get that. And I do think texture accounts for a lot. But really, when you look at the ingredients, which I have not done, like it's probably the glycerin that's doing the real, you know, hydrating, heavy lifting in this product. It's just, again, I guess this has been a theme of the episode. It goes back to the marketing, right? So if you, if they're touting vitamin C as this main quality, you know, is it really doing that is the question. Although personally, as someone who's pretty sensitive to vitamin C, I don't know how high I'd want to go around the eye area anyway. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just a fun little thing for the skincare nerds out there. Have a poke around.
Okay.
Let us know what you think.
Those are some of our leftover products that we didn't want to let this calendar year expire without talking about. We'd be curious to see if there's anything that you think that we neglected to talk about in this year. And hit us up on DM on Instagram. Let us know. Of course, our Facebook chat room is always there. And I'm just going to give a final parting word shout out to, I finally got my hands on the Joanna Czech skincare. We interviewed her two episodes ago. She talked about her kit that she was launching. The products are to die for. They're so luxe. Even Kim Kardashian posted about them. But I was a bit floored when I discovered the price. And we didn't know it at the time when we spoke to her. Yeah. We would have asked about it. So just wanted to let
and
you guys
size,
know.
The size of the products for the price. I was a bit floored by that. Yeah.
The kit is almost $2,000 Canadian.
Yeah, it's rich,
so
guys.
It's definitely an investment, but I have been, until I knew how much they cost, I was like slathering it on. The products are great. I will say they're super high quality.
All right. I want everyone to have a wonderful, happy new year. Kick back, relax, get ready for the new euphoria starting January 9th. Get ready for our killer episode about our top predictions and our affirmations for 2022. We love you. See you next year.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.